And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to you right up and down the East Coast into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, and across into Adelaide and Perth too. It is Ed Phillips here with you. It is the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well and stay well and also live well and look fabulous. The next hour is dedicated to your health and well-being. So stick with me along with the lovely Daily Edition's Sally Obermater. Hi, Sal. And we would also like to welcome our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley, who joins us also.
Well, thank you, Ed, and I need to bestow on you a new title this morning called Your Huskiness.
Yeah, well, you know how it is when you sort of sob yourself to sleep at night, the voice gets a little husky.
Just a little half teaspoon of full of Manuka honey would make a real difference.
I thought you were going to say concrete.
No, because that's constipating, Ed. No, Manuka honey.
Okay, I'll do that tonight. Mm. Maybe I'll get a... They even do little Manuka lollipops, like a Chupa Chup, don't they?
These days?
Yes, they do.
Are they effective, GQ? What do you reckon?
Yeah, look, no, they're mainly sugar, but we need his voice back. Even though we're tempted not to intervene, no, just half a teaspoonful of Manuka honey. It soothes you because you're using your voice so much.
I think a real Manuka honey Chupa Chup would be about $27, so the kids wouldn't be...
That's right.
No matter where you're joining us from across today, our number is 131-873. Love to hear from you. Any queries about health issues? Might be some diet questions. Might be something about your prescriptions or ailments that aren't clearing up. Our experts are here for you. We're also going to whip up something nutritious and delicious. And it's like one of those things when the kids come home and say, "Mom, what's for dinner?" And you haven't quite decided yet, have you?
Well, I haven't quite decided what I want to do. And I know, GQ, you want a pie. I don't want to promise anything. I'm in the kitchen. I'm still looking in the pantry going, what am I going to do?
I like that.
Stand by.
Yeah, so you're just seeing if the cupboard is bare.
That's right. What can I rustle up out of what I have?
Cobble something together. Okay, we'll do that. All our callers, by the way, who go to air, are in the running to score that $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse to go and spend at any of the stores. There's plenty of Christmas ideas too. If you're starting to think about the Christmas list, there's plenty of good ideas for mums, dads, brothers, sisters, kids. Worth a little squeeze there. $100 ago, a nice way to getting some presents also. In our A to Z of vitamins, what do you like the look of today that we'll focus on?
Looking at Garcinia today, which was made famous by Dr. Oz, and I think it took off like a rocket, but we'll look at some of the balanced results that might be able to give in combination with some other herbs.
Mm-hmm. All righty. I've got my summer skin moisturiser on sale. I hope you notice how glowing I look.
You do look rather fresh.
It's one of those things as we age, skin tends to pick up more red blemishes, doesn't it? Looks a little duller.
Yep.
Let's see if we can right those wrongs and chat with Elizabeth Barbalich a little bit later on. She's the Antipodes founder and CEO, about how we can get rid of all those uneven skin blemishes. You'll thank me.
I will thank you. And you know, that's one of the things, isn't it? In summer in particular, we want glow. We want skin that just kind of radiates good health. So it'd be good to have a chat with her.
Husky voice, glowing skin.
Yeah, that's right.
But Sal, we're starting off a low base. He needs a bit of work.
Is men's and women's skin different? I mean, we're the same DNA.
Let's ask her. I think
we will. Yeah. Skin is skin. I think blokes don't tend to look after it consistently as well as ladies do.
That's a good point.
Body skin is a bit, well, it's probably under the skin, cellulite. So men don't tend to get cellulite, whereas women do. And that's to do with the structure of the skin.
Well, I mean, they say beauty is only skin deep, but I have very thick beauty. So. See how we go.
Right.
In a sec, we're going to chat with Professor Terry Boland. He's a leading gastroenterologist and founder of the Gut Foundation about why good gut health is so important to us. We've known this for years. He really, really knows it, though, doesn't he? And how we can keep our gut environment thriving. It is the key to all our health, by the sounds of things. An interesting study that's gaining a bit of traction, GQ, that you spotted. A new study's kind of confirming that stressors in our life and our responses to them, more importantly, really play an important role in our brain and cognitive health. That's
well, what it, and the stressor, that's an OR word. That's the thing that causes the stress. And it's been shown that how you react to it, Ed, can mean that the stress you face helps your brain function, or it drives it into deterioration. So one of the things we've got to learn is that we don't get really fired up when something comes our way to challenge us. We go with the flow. And I think these days, particularly with kids, we've got to try and teach them that the world is not a perfect place. Mm-hmm. So when you get a challenge, how you deal with that will mean that you'll be a happier person for longer. And actually, that extends right through your life. Great study. And we need to take it on board.
Interesting revelation, perhaps, for us when we're driving.
Yeah.
Trying to get so stressed.
Or the Christmas, you know, and it's Christmas mayhem in the shops. So you're trying to get all your stuff done. Like, I guess, just, you know, deep breath. Remember, it's all okay.
Even standing in a queue.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a good liner-upper.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're very grumpy if you're waiting for your little coffee to arrive at a cafe too, I've noticed.
Well, it's only because people in front of me want honey in it, and it just stops the line from moving.
Oh, who would do something like that?
And yet still I have the croaky voice.
Yeah, no, the irony of it.
Go figure. So we'd love you to stick around with us across the course of the hour, and give us a call if you'd like to. 131873, any questions and ailments. Why don't we go to Lynn first up, who's in Caringbah South. Hello.
Hello, Lynn.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
And good morning.
I woke up with a husky voice this morning as well.
Hey. Have some honey, apparently, Lynn.
Yeah, I will. Gerald, on Wednesday, my lips became extremely swollen, and I've got this horrible red rash from under my nose, virtually down in my chin.
What's caused that, Lynn? What's caused it?
I have been under... there's been a few things going on. I don't know it is just. I went to the doctor, and he wasn't sure what it was either, and just said to put some 0.5 cortisone, but that didn't do anything. And I've been doing pawpaw cream. But the rash, I've never seen anything like it.
And oh, you poor thing.
Shopping yesterday, I was so embarrassed. You know, people were obviously... sort of looking at me, it gave me a new respect for anyone that looked a bit different. You have to be resilient just going out. And I wanted to know if there's anything
you can put on.
I have taken aged garlic tablets and...
But that's not a new addition, is it? It looks like something you've come in contact with that's caused that. So did you eat something that was juicy, Lynn, that might have caused this? No? Okay.
No, only mango, you know, like half a mango a day. It looks really quite disgusting.
A couple of thoughts. A couple of thoughts, Lynn. There's a company called Avienne, and they make a water that you spray on, which is a brilliant way of taking heat and redness away. It's got a fancy name. It's called O-E-A-U Thermal. That's my French, Ed. O-Thermal. Yeah. So you spray that on, and when you put the hydrocortisone on, Lynn, did it sting? Did it irritate?
The sting was terrible. And
yeah.
This morning, my blisters are all just not looking
good. Oh, it's blistered. Heavens above. The hardest thing is I don't have a picture of it in front of me, Lynn, and that's really tough. I don't think you've got any other option but to head back to the doctor and say, look, the cream I've been putting on has been stinging like blazes. It's obviously really, really, really sensitive. If it's an allergy, quercetin, Lynn, is a brilliant antihistamine to stop that reaction, stop the redness, stop the heat. You can buy that from your pharmacy today, and it's worth taking one of those three times a day. But if it doesn't settle with the quercetin, that's quercetin, you've probably got no option but to roll back in and say, I need more help than what you gave me before.
Absolutely. By the way, our website is houseofwellness.com.au. We're here across the course of the hour. Love to hear from you. Our next guest is Professor Terry Boland, telling us all about the importance of gut health. That's coming up next here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, the misery of hay fever is nothing to sneeze at. You should try Azinair Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief, and that'll treat the symptoms symptoms of allergic rhinitis. Now, it could be dogs or cats or pollen or grass seeds. But check out Azanair. Nasal congestion and sneezing along with watery, itchy eyes aren't what you need when you're trying to get out there and enjoy the lovely, warm spring / summer weather. So get some relief. Clear your allergies and not your wallet with Azanair nasal spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label too. Use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices every day.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Survive spring with Azanair and spoil your team with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold from Chemist Warehouse.
Nice to have your company this morning. We'll get to a quick call before we get to our first guest. Let's go to Lewis in Hoppers Crossing. Morning, Lewis.
Good morning, everyone. Morning.
Let's grab your question, my friend. See if we can help you out.
How can we help, yeah, Lewis?
Just every morning I get runny nose. It starts dribbling, and I just want to know what causes it.
It usually, when you produce mucus, Lewis, it's a sign that your nose is trying to wash away. What's the problem there? So if you, before you go to bed each night, if you use an irrigation of isotonic saline with no preservative, that runny nose in the morning will stop straight away. You'll clear away your nose before you go to sleep.
All right.
So isotonic saline without a preservative, Lewis. Very simple solution.
Done deal. Now let's switch attention to gut health. We know it's so important for maintaining our overall health and well-being. We've talked about it before here on the House of Wellness. Poor digestive health can affect anyone, of course, and most people are affected by some form of gut issue at some time in their lives. They reckon that at least half our population complains of some type of digestive problem in any 12-month period, and those rates are rising as well. So to help us understand how we can prevent and even reverse these problems, we're joined by Professor Terry Boland this morning, gastroenterologist and president of the Gut Foundation. Morning, Professor.
Morning.
Well, we love this saying, you are what you eat. It's really common, but when it comes to our health, and especially our gut health, does what we eat have a massive impact on our gut? I feel the answer will be a yes.
Oh, it does. There are things that we do eat that make the gut play up, and often we don't eat what we should eat.
So true.
So it's an easy solution.
So in terms of keeping the gut environment thriving, what do you think is important that we eat?
It has to be a balanced diet. So you need cereals, you need fruit, vegetables, and lean meat. You should probably avoid a lot of fat and a lot of caffeine. And otherwise, you will enjoy what you eat.
Terry, as a long-time pharmacist, I congratulate you, first of all, on the work of the Gut Foundation. I think you certainly established gut health as an important component of overall health. Brilliant work and continued success to you.
Thank you very
much. Do you think the heavy use and now over-the-counter availability of proton pump inhibitors, is that causing gut issues, or is that really an extraneous sort of comment?
No, I think it could well cause gut issues because acid in our stomach is the first line of defence. And in a moment we take a PPI and we abolish the acid and you allow a bacteria to inhabit both the small bowel and maybe change the microbiome in the large bowel. So I think it's important to do it and not to take probiotics every day, but to take them periodically for your heartburn.
Okay, so you said probiotics, but you mean proton pump inhibitors.
Yes.
So, and these are the things they're meant for short term. So perhaps if you've been taking them for a while, check with your pharmacist, check with your doctor, first of all, and maybe consider the length of time you've been taking them.
So with probiotics, then, can I ask, is it good to just take them every day? Is it part of a regular kind of looking after your gut thing to do?
You can't take probiotics and expect a miracle.
Right.
They have to be on top of a good diet. And all probiotics don't work for all things. So some are designed to treat constipation or irritable bowel or bloating, but they should be in conjunction with a good diet and advice from your pharmacist or doctor.
Yes. Terry, the probiotic market, as you know, is all about numbers now. You know, product A's got so many billion units, and I think it causes a lot of confusion. Have you got a favourite food source, perhaps fibre, that people could look at each day to ensure an underlying good probiotic and prebiotic base?
Well, if you choose a fibre, that's a prebiotic.
Yes.
And you've got to choose one that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. And if you're giving it to your children, let them choose, provided it's not got a lot of sugar in it, mm-hmm. and salt. Mm-hmm. And let them make the decision, because the outcome for them is easy. Yeah. You're looking to produce sausages each day.
It's That's like right.
Building a car, the better the ingredient you put in at the top end, mm. better the product plops out at the lower end.
What about it? Let me ask you. In terms of keeping, I guess one, the key thing often is that you need to keep your system alkaline. And obviously, most of the foods that we eat are acidic. You talked about coffee earlier; that's acidic. You know, red meat. So, I guess in terms of, the key things that people should be trying to put in their body, is it green vegetables to keep it the guts, I guess, nice and alkaline?
No, I think it's got to be balanced, because the alkalinity of the gut, I think, is a little bit of a myth, because the acid produced by the normal stomach is enormous, and that will overcome any disturbance in alkalinity. And that's why you shouldn't take proton pump inhibitors all the time. Vary them, see if your heartburn comes back. If it does, you may take them again, but not without advice.
Okay.
Terry, just in closing, do you think that there's a role, do you think we're so focused on this acidity and alkalinity that there are a number of people who actually don't have enough acid to start with in their tummy, and that actually causes the bloating and the other issues that we see? Is that a problem?
Oh, I don't think so. No, I really don't think so. Bloating's a very complicated issue. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it relates to the muscular activity in the gut.
Okay.
So bloating in particular is much more common in women than men, yes. and it's controlled by the unconscious or autonomic nervous system. Mm-hmm. And you know you might have a problem with that if you have symptoms related to the cardiovascular system, like cold hands and feet, and maybe with a colour change, and then you're more likely to get bloating. And when you get changing the diet, with women in particular, you need to do it very slowly, because bloating is often a consequence of an increased fibre in your diet.
Okay.
Plenty of topics we could still cover. I mean, the list is longer
brilliant.
Than your small intestine. So
it is. It
Professor,
is.
You are our go-to gut guy. We appreciate your time this morning.
Pleasure.
Lovely to speak Thanks. With Professor Terry Boland there. We'll get to some more of your calls in just a sec. 131873 is our number here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Survive spring with Azon Air. And spoil your team with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, we were just chatting about gut health and balanced diets. What about coffee, pizza, barbecues, garlic, chocolate and pepper? All delicious, but not that enjoyable for those who suffer heartburn because of them. If it sounds like you, then pop into Chemist Warehouse and get back to being you with Maprise. By effectively reducing stomach acid amounts, Maprise provides 24-hour symptomatic relief from frequent heartburn and acid reflux. It's the little things in life that matter, so get back to being you with Maprise. And right now, Maprise 20 milligrams, 7 tabs at just $12.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Let's jump back into more of your calls with our expert, Sally Obermater, Gerald Quigley, standing by, 131873. Kerry, good morning. We're coming to you in Narre Warren. Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Good, Kerry.
I have a teenage son, and the last 4 to 6 months, he's been getting some acne. Now, we've tried to cut back on the sports drinks and sugar, increase water because he plays a lot of sports. And the chemist, every time we go to the chemist, they keep giving us new products. But I'm noticing some products are bleaching your skin, are bleaching like the sheets and the pillowcases. And I'm thinking, that can't be good. Is there some sort of routine like we're getting into before it gets to the actual bad, real acne stage?
And not necessarily, Kerry, is the bad acne consequential. So, and the word you used there, Kerry, was routine. And with young blokes, it's hard to actually get them to understand routine, but the cleansing and the treating, and maybe before school if he wants, if he's trying to impress the girls, the hiding of them, there are some brilliant products around that aren't super duper bleaching. So I'd avoid the bleachers. I'm not a great fan of those. And the thing internally, Kerry, that makes a difference is zinc. My eldest grandson thinks I'm grandfather of the year because when he started on zinc, his skin improved dramatically, and just a one tablet a day because it works almost as an antibacterial and keeps the pores that block, it keeps them open. So you don't get those clogged pores that develop into acne.
So you're talking about zinc supplement rather than the blockout on your nose?
Yes, no, not the zinc cream. Good. No. So a zinc tablet each day, Kerry, and there's a number of different brands. Your pharmacy will have one, but settle on a gentle routine. And it's the routine night and morning without fail that makes a difference. And lots of water. And if he's a very active sort of a kid, obviously he's perspiring a lot, so he's got to cleanse when he's finished.
You're a good mama, Kerry. Thanks for calling us. Good luck to your son there. Nikki in Orange, good morning. Coming to you.
Good morning.
Hello, Nikki.
I wanted to ask about a product that I found called Skinny Sugar.
Skinny
now,
Sugar.
Now, being a type 2 diabetic, very well controlled.
Good.
I read, and it was founded about 1848 by some Scottish...
I think what's it called? Erythritol, isn't that?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Now, apparently it occurs naturally from some fruits and fermented foods.
Yes.
It has the sweetness of sugar, but not the calories.
Okay, so you want to know if you can use it without it sending your blood sugar up the spout, essentially.
And undo all the good work you try to do.
Well, look, I think what... And Sal, please comment on sugar substitutes, if you wish, in cooking. The difficulty here... Nikki, is all about balance. So you could try some because you'll be checking your blood sugar levels, but don't go overboard. Don't think you can suddenly use this as the be-all and end-all because your body is probably coping really well with the little controls you've got on board at the moment. Have you heard of that, Sal?
I have, actually. Erythritol and xylitol is another one. And I think it's funny because they have such sort of, I guess, chemically sounding names. A lot of people panic and think that sounds like something artificially produced, but you were absolutely right, Nikki. It does come from a fruit. And it is a really good sort of sugar substitute because it doesn't create, I think, as mine's saying, it doesn't create those massive spikes.
Sure.
It is a healthier version. But again, as GQ said, it's something that you would use very moderately. It's a bit like stevia. And I think the thing that some people don't like about stevia is that it can have a bit of a bitter aftertaste. So people will often say, oh, I don't like it. I can taste it.
Yes.
But I think these things are often best used in cooking. Like if you're making a cake or if you're making something that you, like those raw treats or like those little sort of beautiful sort of coconut balls or whatever, that's a great place to put it because you'll get the hint of sweetness without needing a lot. So, in terms of cooking, it's very popular.
Let's do some now. You've been to the cupboard.
I have.
Opened up the fridge and cobbled together something nutritious and delicious for us.
I have. So this is what I'm thinking. It's sort of Sunday afternoon and everyone's like, I'm hungry. What are we having? So then I thought, you know what we could have is a spicy lamb flatbread. And it's good because it's one of those things where you kind of technically only need two ingredients from the store. You need Lebanese bread and you need a packet of mince. And what you do is you get the mince and you'll mix it in with, like, say, an onion that's really sort of finely chopped. You'll open up your spice cupboard and you'll go, okay, what have I got? I've got some salt, I've got some pepper, I've got some cumin. Maybe you've got some dried parsley. It's some of those sort of Middle Eastern flavors. You'll mix it all in together with a little bit of olive oil and you'll get your Lebanese bread and you'll spread it out flat. And into the oven it goes for about 10 minutes and out it comes. And it is delicious. If you've got sort of store-bought tzatziki, you can put a bit of a dollop of that top. And off you go. So it's kind of like a pie, GQ. It's as close as I could get to a pie for you.
You have not used the magic word.
Pastry.
It's a distant pie cousin.
I suppose it's related, but it sounds really delicious and it sounds
really
healthy, which is good because you want your kids to enjoy things like that.
I do, and I'm a big advocate for healthy food, obviously, but also not spending 100 hours in the kitchen. I always feel that sort of takes away from the joy of healthy food. If you spend all day slaving away, you're kind of like, the day's over, I've missed it. So you want to get in, get out,
I know
and
how
enjoy
you feel.
It.
I slave away in the kitchen.
If you'd like that recipe, head to our website, houseofwellness.com.au. There's a recipe tab there. A lot of Sal's beautiful creations are standing by. An ask tab as well, if you'd like to reach Gerald that way. But stay with us after this break. Healthy, beautiful, glowing skin just around the corner on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, Survive Spring with Azon Air, and spoil your team with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold from Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, the misery of hay fever is nothing to sneeze at, is it? So try the Azon Air Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief and treat the symptoms of allergic rhinitis. Could be grass seeds or pollen, cats or dogs, fur. Just check out Azon Air. For nasal congestion and sneezing and watery, itchy eyes, you don't want that when you're trying to enjoy the lovely, warm spring and summer weather. So get some relief. Clear out your allergies and not your wallet with Azon Air Nasal Spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you right around the country. It's Ed Phillips here, joined by Sally Obermeider and Gerald Quigley. We always chat about having healthy, beautiful skin. Gerald, it's important for us, but more so for women of all ages. I think there's nothing we can do to prevent the ravages of time in our cases. However,
speak for yourself, Ed.
One of the most visible signs of ageing is often the condition of our skin, and it becomes duller as we age. We're more prone to redness and blemishes and age spots. So we have contacted Elizabeth Barbalich, who's the Antipodes founder and CEO. She joins us on the line right now. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning.
Help us out to achieve healthy, beautiful skin, please.
Oh, well, I think the first thing is you have to eat well. So I'm a vegan, so I think definitely what you eat is important for how your skin looks. But then you have to focus on natural, healthy skincare products because they're best for your skin, and Antipodes is definitely focused on the best of New Zealand nature.
Run us through, Elizabeth. So for women out there who might be suffering, say, from dull, patchy skin, what can they do about that?
Well, we have a number of products that are focused on skin brightening. So we have ingredients such as Bonanza Performance Plus, which is an ingredient from New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc grape seed. So if you like drinking wine, it's also great.
Oh, now you've got our attention, Elizabeth.
So we just drink that, do we?
Absolutely. Drink that first. And this particular compound really focuses on pigmentation, redness, evening out skin tone, brightening the skin. We use it across a number of our products, but it's a fantastic ingredient for really giving your skin that beautiful, fresh, healthy glow, regardless of your age or where you're at in your life.
All righty. Good tip.
What's fascinating, Elizabeth, and you touched on it there, is you're using natural sources of these antioxidants and these anti-aging. Is that sort of revolutionary in the skin market? Do many other companies do that, or have you cornered this particular aspect?
Oh, well, I think we're definitely pioneering a new niche. So we're using compounds that are completely 100% natural and sustainable and extracted using water processes, so completely 100% natural. Many brands use natural-based compounds or naturally derived compounds, so they're quite different. So, I definitely think we're pioneering a new niche, and takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, and there's a lot more research that goes into these compounds to see if they can be firstly regulated and used in skincare and what the potential benefits might be.
Now, Elizabeth, Gerald's been prescribing me some Manuka honey for my husky voice. You also use it in one of your moisturisers too. Beautiful New Zealand Manuka honey.
Yes, we do. So we use Manuka honey across a lot of products, but one particular Manuka honey skin brightening day cream. So it's a natural antibacterial ingredient, so it's great for clearing blemishes. So people with oily skin often suffer from blemishes and breakouts and uneven skin tone. So the first step is really using a product that's got a good antibacterial ingredient. So love the Manuka honey. It's great to put it on your skin. It's a great tincture, as you were referring to just now.
Yeah.
And 100% New Zealand as well.
Of course.
Elizabeth, as we know, you're very close to this skincare through your own story. How important is organic to you?
Absolutely. I love organic ingredients in skincare, but I only believe in going organic if it's a better product. So I don't agree with organic for organic's sake or for following a trend of organic. It has to be better than a non-organic or a synthetic product. So when we create an organic product, there's a lot of work that goes into it. It's up to 18 months worth of research. You know, we look at all the different aspects of the ingredients we're using. How can we get it organic? How can it be better? How can we scientifically validate this product? So I think organic, just for the sake of being organic, is not the right way to go. I think organic should be in a premium product, and consumers should know that it's a better product.
Yeah, feels right, doesn't it? Elizabeth, great to chat to you today. New Zealand, great at beauty and wine and honey. Fairly handy at rugby, it must be said as well. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, very nice chatting to you all, and have a great day over there.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank
Elizabeth,
you.
Elizabeth Barbalich there from Antipodes. So let's grab a couple more of your calls. Jeff's been standing by super patiently, we must say, in Rock Forest. Hi there, Jeff. We're coming to you now, my friend.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. How can we help you, Jeff?
How's your chemistry?
Well, it's pretty good.
Chemistry.
Mm-hmm. I know nearly
good.
All the elements in order,
yes,
and their atomic structure.
Throw your question at us, Jeff.
On the news, prior to listening to your show, they're warning people not to drink water out of brass taps because lead comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Brass taps are made of copper and zinc.
I think they're referring, Jeff, and often stories like this get confused. They're probably referring to lead pipes. And surprisingly, each state in Australia, because we never do things as a group, has got regulations around lead pipes and lead content. And the simple way, without stressing about this, is probably to run the water for 10 seconds or so, rather than take the first lot of water that comes out of the pipes. And that will probably, although, and I don't know if it's been scientifically proven, but in theory, it reduces your exposure to lead. Mm. But lead is one of these things that we don't taste. It's not a pleasant substance. It's been part of our system for quite a while, like other minerals. And I think over time, Jeff, we will learn a lot more about reducing lead levels.
Quite right, though. The first sip can often taste a little bit metallic too, can't it?
Yes. Yeah. Let it run. You know, we get told, don't waste water. Don't run the water. But I think here we've got to get a bit of balance in.
Yeah. PB is the symbol for lead, atomic number
82.
Very
good. Yeah, very good.
82, there we go. Wayne, good
Google
morning. That's from the Google of the brain. Wayne's in Mount Martha. Hello there, mate.
Yeah, hello, Wayne.
It's Alan Jewett.
Good morning.
I'm 72 years young. Mm-hmm. I went to a neurologist, and he said I have muscle degeneration.
Yes, why is that happening, Wayne?
Well, my upper body is weakening, and also my legs. Mm. Every time I walk, it just kills me.
Okay.
My vascular surgeon said it's not vascular.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see another neurologist who specialises in muscles.
Okay.
But that hasn't happened yet. So I'm just wondering if there's anything that I might be able to take which can...
Yep. A couple of suggestions, Wayne. Fundamental to muscle growth and muscle strength is protein. So normally we'd say that most of us should have about 20% each day of our food intake as protein, and you need to focus on that. Very gentle, non-threatening, comfortable exercise to help your muscle strength. And the nutrient of choice, Wayne, is coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is a energy generator in every cell in our body. They are fundamental to muscle function, and it's probably going to ease the pain that you're suffering as you're moving around. And you need about 300 milligram each day, which can be one capsule.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good on
you,
Wayne.
All right, so protein, either, and you can buy a protein powder if you want, Wayne, to boost it, but about 20% of your intake if you could.
Very much.
Good on you, Wayne. Pleasure. Thanks for hanging on there. Hope you feel better. Let us know. Track your progress. All right, let's take a little break. We've got more of your calls coming up. We'll look at the A to Z of vitamins as well. Garcinia is on the menu. That's coming up next on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Survive spring with Azon Air. And spoil your team with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold from Chemist Warehouse.
It's been great having your company this last hour. It is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here with you. Going to award a $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher in just a sec. Here's a great way to spend it. We know about tooth decay and gum disease, how it develops when plaque is allowed to build up on our teeth along the gum line. And that's why flossing is so important for oral hygiene. And for those who've had any tooth cavities, like me, you'll know they're no fun at all. So you can put your best tooth forward and check out the Waterpik water flosser that Chemist Warehouse have. This has pulsating jets of water and removes up to 99.9% of plaque in the treated areas. An incredibly effective way to floss. If you don't really like flossing, this is a good option. An excellent Christmas gift, the Waterpik water flosser is now only $111.19 from Chemist Warehouse. You can fight tooth decay and gum disease and get your smile back. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Mr. Quigley, A to Z of Vitamins time. What are we looking at today?
We had an interesting call before about diabetes. And yep. One of the issues, Ed, is our ability to metabolise carbohydrates. And there are so many products out there that say, take this and you'll lose weight and do this and you'll lose weight. But we know it's not as simple as that. I wanted to talk very briefly today about Garcinia. Lovely name. It's an Indian and Southeast Asian herb. And it's got a component called hydroxycitric acid,
right,
which is a bit of a, it's got a reputation as a fat burner. Now, there's been a lot of work done, and there seems to be some evidence to say it works. So if you add that to other herbs that actually will help with carbohydrate metabolism. So we're looking here about your ability to metabolize sugar and all carbs. It's an interesting way to help your digestion across the meal, and therefore you feel more satisfied and probably less hungry. And it's the sort of thing that you can take before each meal to help you get through the meal comfortably.
All righty, check that out. Garcinia Gold, you say, from Go Slim. By the way, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Go Healthy for healthy energy and vitality. Try New Zealand's number one premium supplement, now available in Australia. By the way, the House of Wellness TV show coming up at a different time slot today, 2 p.m. on 7-2 today. We're sending out our wonderful netball champion, Bianca Chatfield, today to check out some of the latest fitness fads coming our way across next year. We're going to be running, I've been told, she sent me a list, on a kind of curved treadmill, Sal.
Oh,
have you seen those?
I haven't.
It's probably more relevant.
It's not something I want to see either, really, or try.
Well, you know,
I want to see it, but I don't want to try
it. I'm inherently clumsy, so we'll give that a go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he can stay upright. So that'll be...
Well, she says, what if we paired boxing and ballet
together? Interesting.
That's a new fitness trend. I mean, it's like the sort of yoga lattes when yoga and Pilates were paired. And cardio karaoke. Is that not just a rock concert? I don't know.
Yeah, I think, yes. Well, I'm good at karaoke.
I can't wait to see this.
It's why Taylor Swift is so fit.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
And you're going to demonstrate this. You're going to demonstrate this today.
We'll give it a... I don't think I'll do the singing bit, but...
don't want you to do
the dancing part.
We're also going to learn about emotional shopping, Sal, and how to live with less. We'll talk to Dr. Nikki Goldstein about that.
I think that's interesting, especially at this time of year with so much pressure to, you know, to buy more. I think that's a good one.
Mm. We covered digestive issues today, and half the population complains of them, don't they? We'll chat more about gut health on The Big Topic this week too, with another expert panel lined up, and it may relate to you in ways you don't even expect. And we'll meet a young hero who was just 6 when his mother had a big fit and stopped breathing, and his action saved his mother's life. So with that in mind, we'll be teaching you what to do in an emergency and how to perform CPR. So it's all coming up on a show that could save your life today on The House of Wellness on Channel 7, 2 at 2 p.m. All right, gift voucher time, Gerald.
Our winner today is Nikki from Orange. She rang us about skinny sugar because it does imply have as much as you want and everything's okie dokie. So, Nikki, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
All righty. We're done, guys. Have a beautiful Super Saturday, Sunday, Sal.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
I slipped on my croaky voice. Thanks, Gerald. See you next week.
Pleasure, Ed. Bye, Sal.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.